Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Adults in the Room is Yanis Varoufakis's political memoir of Greece's 2015 debt crisis, written by the economist who briefly served as finance minister during the country's dramatic standoff with its creditors. The book recounts the weeks of high-pressure negotiations with the Eurogroup, the European Central Bank, the European Commission, and the International Monetary Fund, alongside the parallel political battles inside Athens. Varoufakis presents the crisis not as a dry dispute over spreadsheets, but as a struggle over democracy, sovereignty, and the design flaws of the Euro project. He describes how deadlines, liquidity controls, and institutional procedures shaped choices that affected millions of people. Blending economic argument with behind-the-scenes narrative, he aims to show how power operates in modern financial governance and how official rhetoric can diverge from decision-making realities. Whether readers agree with his interpretation or not, the book offers a vivid window into how Europe's most consequential crisis meetings were conducted. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the 2015 Greek moment and the promise of a break with austerity. A central theme is the charged political moment that brought a new Greek government to power on a mandate to challenge austerity while keeping the country in the euro. Varoufakis explains the pressures created by years of recession, unemployment, and social strain, and why the existing bailout framework had become politically and economically unsustainable in his view. The narrative emphasizes that the new administration entered office with limited time, fragile banks, and immediate payment deadlines, which narrowed the space for ambitious reforms. He frames the early strategy as an attempt to trade credible reforms and debt restructuring for a more humane macroeconomic path, avoiding both default and endless cutbacks. The book also highlights how electoral legitimacy collided with creditor conditionality, raising questions about what democratic choice means inside a currency union. Through cabinet dynamics, public communication, and rapid learning on the job, the story shows how national policy ambitions can be constrained by financial plumbing. The Greek case is presented as a test of whether Europe could accommodate dissent within its rules, or whether the rules were designed to discipline dissent out of existence. Secondly, inside the Eurogroup, informal power, and the limits of procedure, Varoufakis devotes significant attention to the Eurogroup, the gathering of euro-area finance ministers that played a decisive role despite operating with unusual informality. He portrays a setting where critical decisions were shaped less by transparent debate and more by agenda control, peer pressure, and pre-agreed positions. According to his account, procedure could be invoked selectively, and technical language often served political ends. The book explores how minutes, legal texts, and formal votes were not always the primary mechanisms of authority, and how smaller countries could find themselves isolated when the dominant coalition set the boundaries of acceptable outcomes. This topic also examines the tension between the Eurogroup's public image as a neutral coordinator and the lived reality of hard bargaining under looming deadlines. Varoufakis argues that negotiation was constrained by institutional incentives to avoid acknowledging policy failure, particularly around debt sustainability and banking fragility. Readers come away with a picture of a system where accountability is diffuse and where the structure of meetings can steer outcomes before arguments are fully aired. The result is a critique of governance that feels technocratic while acting politically. Thirdly, debt sustainability, reform, and the economics of crisis management beyond the drama, the book is anchored in an economic dispute about what would actually stabilize Greece. Varoufakis outlines why he believed the debt burden and the design of repeated bailout packages created a self-defeating cycle. Fiscal tightening reduced growth, weaker growth undermined revenues, and the country then required more borrowing under harsher terms. He contrasts this with an approach that links repayment to economic performance and prioritizes restoring investment and confidence. The narrative describes attempts to propose reform packages that would address tax collection, corruption, and inefficient administration while resisting measures he viewed as indiscriminate cuts. This topic also covers the clash between macroeconomic models, with creditors emphasizing rules, targets, and credibility, and the Greek side emphasizing feasibility, social cohesion, and demand conditions. Varoufakis presents crisis management as a battle over narratives, whether the problem was a profligate state needing discipline or a flawed monetary union needing adjustment mechanisms. The book encourages readers to see how policy choices can be shaped by institutional self-interest as much as by economic evidence. It also illustrates how economic arguments become negotiating tools when liquidity and survival are at stake. Fourthly, liquidity, banks, and the leverage of central banking. A major strand of the story focuses on how banking liquidity became the ultimate lever in negotiations. Varoufakis describes the vulnerability of Greece's financial system to deposit outflows and the country's dependence on emergency liquidity support and central bank decisions. This reliance meant that seemingly technical determinations could create immediate political consequences, tightening or loosening the government's room to maneuver. The book presents the European Central Bank not only as a monetary authority, but as an institution whose actions, timing, and signals could influence bargaining power. Readers are shown how quickly a government can face existential pressure when the payment system and banks are under threat, even if Parliament and voters have expressed a clear mandate. This topic also explains why capital controls and the specter of bank closures loomed, and how such measures reverberate through households and businesses. Varoufakis uses these events to argue that modern sovereignty in a currency union is constrained by access to liquidity, not just by treaties. The episode becomes a case study in how financial infrastructure can substitute for overt political coercion, while remaining framed as neutrality or risk management. Lastly, strategy, miscalculation, and the collision of domestic and European politics. The book also functions as a reflection on strategy under extreme constraints, including disagreements inside the Greek government and the difficulty of aligning domestic promises with European realities. Varoufakis recounts debates over negotiation tactics, messaging, and contingency planning, and how internal divisions can weaken a country's position when opponents are coordinated. He highlights the challenge of bargaining when the other side may prefer a show of toughness to deter future challenges, even at significant economic cost. This topic examines the role of public opinion, referendums, media narratives, and the psychological dimension of brinkmanship. Varoufakis suggests that misaligned expectations on all sides amplified the crisis, with Greece hoping for rational compromise and creditors prioritizing rule enforcement and political precedent. The narrative underscores that political time moves differently in Athens, Berlin, Brussels, and Washington, making synchronized decision-making difficult. Readers see how personal relationships, institutional loyalties, and reputational concerns can outweigh substantive policy merits. The broader takeaway is that negotiating within a complex union requires not only economic proposals, but also a clear map of incentives, red lines, and fallback options. The story becomes a lesson in how governance structures can turn a national crisis into a continental drama. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want a first-person account of Europe's debt crisis from an insider who sat in the room where decisions were made. It will appeal to anyone interested in political economy, European institutions, central banking power, and the realities of negotiation under tight deadlines. Readers can benefit by gaining a clearer sense of how abstract policy terms like austerity, liquidity support, and debt restructuring translate into concrete constraints on a government and daily life for citizens. The memoir format also helps readers understand that outcomes are shaped by incentives, procedures, and communication, not only by economic logic. Compared with many crisis books that rely on journalistic distance or purely technical analysis, Varoufakis offers a distinctive blend of economic argument and narrative detail, making institutional dynamics easier to grasp. Even if a reader disagrees with his interpretation, the value lies in seeing how one key actor understood the pressures, the trade-offs, and the moments when alternatives seemed possible. It is worth buying if you want a vivid, debate-sparking perspective that connects macroeconomic design to human stakes and exposes how governance can operate without clear democratic accountability. If you would like to support Yannis Varoufakis, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.